Good morning. 7:03 a.m. on Monday, August 24th. Just worked. Yeah, August 24th. 2020. Like we need to be reminded. At any rate, I got up a little late this morning. I do have my toast. I have not had coffee. I got the coffee in the basket, but I didn't get the water in the pot. So when the coffee pot turned on, it didn't have any water. So I don't have any coffee because I didn't wait for it to drip. I just took some water and went downstairs. I sorted through the early morning mail. Kind of got my writing lined up for this morning. I did make my 2K yesterday. I plan on doing it again today. See if it actually works. But that's what I plan on. I don't have any groceries to do today, so I did that the other day. I don't know what to talk about today. So apparently I'm not going to talk about anything. let's talk about Jack Kerouac. I was reminded that... somebody's got a lot of talcum powder on. Baby powder, my nose here. It's not me. So I was reminded the other day that... You know, I haven't read a lot of the I haven't read a lot of the 20th century authors. Oh, I know what it was. I was looking at road trip stories, thinking, what if I took a road trip? And I was looking down through the list of road trip stories and saw Jack Kerouac on the road. And I know I've started to read that at least once. And I looked it up, and sure enough, there's a $2.99 ebook edition of On the Road. So I grabbed it, figuring, well, okay, let's see what this looks like. Let's see what this story is about. And it's about the 1947. He keeps meeting in 1947, so it was post-war. And he's writing at about the same time as James Michener first started out, the late 40s. Now he's talking about a road trip that he took that started in New York and his romanticized ideal of the West. Romanticized idea of the West, the American West. And so he's on a trip to Denver, and he's mostly hitchhiking from New York, Pennsylvania. And I'm reading his story and I'm going, okay, this is fiction. This isn't necessarily his life, although I suspect a certain portion of it autobiographical. But I'm reading it and I'm going, what? I don't get it. Good morning.
And unfortunately, I have not made anything.
It's stream of consciousness, I guess. Correct phrase. So it's supposed to be this character. I don't know what his name is. And there are lines in it that are. That are poetic almost. Given that I think he was one of the beat poets, that's not too surprising. Right up there with Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Or down there, depending on your point of view. But it was. I'm having a hard time getting stuck into the story. I'm having a hard time. Relating to the character. I'm having a hard time finding a thread. Which may be the point, which may be the nature of the story, which may be the symptomatic characteristics of the time, the diagnostics, that the story itself is fragmented, it's fractured, as Kerouac was fractured by the war. That the romantic ideal of what he thinks America is compared to what it really is. I suspect he's going to bump up against that more often. But the idea of, you know, the hitchhiking and feeling like he has to entertain, it's exhausting because he feels like he has to entertain the driver. The heart of gold truck drivers. He's heading out with $50 in his pocket. Which in 1947 would be, like, I don't know. Couple hundred in today's dollars, maybe more. $57, $50 would have been 3 or 4 tanks of gas, so yeah. But I'm reading it going, 1947 is 50, 70 years ago. 2050, 73 years ago. I was born in 52, and I remember the interstate highway system being built. I-95 was finally reaching up into Maine. And I remember the excitement of getting on I-95, and it's like, whoa, look at this road. It's straight, it's smooth, it's flat. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk Post. And I think the speed limit at the time is like 70 miles an hour. It's like, wow. I was a kid, probably like 8, 10, someplace in there. Morning. Road in Maine that went from here to there was pretty astonishing at the time. It's honestly, it's still pretty astonishing. A straight, relatively flat road that actually connected two places and weren't like the logging road that went for 25 miles straight as a die through the woods. Distances get measured funny in Maine. The distance from Portland to Lewiston is, I'd say it's about 35 miles. And if you take the surface roads, that can be 40 minutes or more. Not longer than that, it could be an hour. If you take the dog taking himself for a walk, huh? Yeah, here, 35 miles is like next door. In Maine, 35 miles is, all right, well, we have to plan for the trip. This is interesting. This lady standing in the middle of the street. Takes himself for a walk?
Sometimes.
She was waiting for that dog. When I walked past the dog had his leash in his mouth, and his walker, his prattling along, just as proud as he could be with the leash in his mouth. He's on a leash. Not exactly controlled, but he's on a leash. proud of himself as could be. And I, yeah, I come down the road and she's standing in the lane looking up the road my direction. I'm like, what is she looking for? What is she waiting for? Sure enough, she's waiting for the dog. So anyway, I was thinking about, I was like, okay, he's, this is 47, there's no I-70, there's no I-80, there's no, Route 66 is still a thing. Route 6 is still a thing. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go on this boat. The idea of the road trip, the idea of... There was a commercial. Car commercial. I haven't seen a car commercial in like, I don't know how long. I stopped watching television pretty much altogether. At least a year ago. Well, there's a commercial. The text of the commercial was a Whitman poem about the road. And it shows a guy throwing his laptop into a bag, jumping in the car and hitting the road. And like, okay, what would on the road be right now? What would on the road look like? What would the quintessential American road trip look like now? I don't know. Don't recognize this America. There comes a jogger. Get out of the way. All of a sudden, the traffic. But, like Kerouac, I wonder if my perception of America is so heavily colored by the romanticization of it, romanticization of it, romanticizing it. I don't know. I do know I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.